Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. You been to a Taylor Swift show?
No, I want to, or my kids rather want to. Not me, but...
Right. So the girls are fans. My kid, she's a fan as well. Taylor Swift, of course, has been doing her Eras tour now for several months. More than a year now, this Eras tour has been taking place. Canceling concerts in Vienna after authorities say they foiled a terror plot targeting this Eras tour. Joining us now on the WTMJ hotline is ABC crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. Hello, Brad.
Hey there, Eric.
What do we know as of now about what they were able to thwart?
Okay, so according to the Austrian police, they've arrested a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and they've interviewed a 15-year-old, but I don't think he or she are in custody. They are also saying there may be other accomplices, so that's sort of the dangling part of this story. And it may be one of the motivators as to why these concerts got canceled. But again, according to the police, the 19-year-old apparently has given them a statement saying this was an ISIS-driven inspired attack, which I'm guessing will translate into he got radicalized online, he and maybe some of the other associates or players in this story. They found explosives in the 19-year-old's house to further support this plot. He apparently told the police that the plan was to set off explosives outside the venue. So wherever Taylor Swift is performing, you know, is it an outdoor stadium? Is it an arena? Whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. The point being, they were going to go where the crowds form, right? Two things, people trying to get into the concert. And then, I don't know this, but younger people tell me that, I mean, thousands of people will show up at these Taylor Swift events that have no tickets.
Right.
They just want to sort of experience the whole thing. And so you think about that, and it's a scary part of this story. They could have actually maybe pulled this off, or at least partially pulled it off, just because they're not going into a, you know, a place where you're going to get screened. And the police apparently knew about this 19-year-old. They haven't defined that, but my guess is they figured out who he was and what he was about to do, and obviously they stopped him before the concerts occurred. But I think another example of finding troubled souls online and recruiting them to do bad things.
ISIS hasn't really been in the news much that I've seen, you know, in recent months or years, but clearly they still have a presence and are recruiting or attracting these young people.
Oh, there is no doubt. I mean, I think, Michelle, you don't hear about it because a lot of what ISIS does is not here. It's in other countries where they blow up stuff or kill somebody or whatever it might be. No, ISIS is, it's out there just like these terrorist groups. They never go away. Al-Qaeda is still out there in a different form than it was, you know, prior to 9/11. But the point being, they're looking for folks, I'm going to guess, like this 19-year-old. Kids that are, you know, and I don't know this about this 19-year-old, but this is a guess, you know, isolated, angry, sort of revenge seeking because of stuff that's going on in his life. And they convince them that there's a better way. And they show them, this is an important part of it, they show them attention. And they spend maybe hours with them online to basically convince them that there's a better way, that the ISIS way of thinking to purify the earth of all of the rest of us that don't think like ISIS need to go away. Totally illogical. But if you brainwash somebody, you can sort of convince them that there's an upside to committing some violent act like we just described.
And
so,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to say that this is it's not unprecedented. I mean, we've had these terror attacks at concerts before. In fact, Taylor Swift has even said in the past, like, this is her biggest fear, is something like this, where her, you know, millions of fans that come over, you know, so many different concerts, that someone would get hurt. We had the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester that killed more than 20 people. There was a bomber there. Obviously, we had the situation in Las Vegas. So with us knowing that and knowing that, you know, Taylor Swift is going to continue to tour, others are going to continue to tour, is there anything outside of the ordinary that would be done or would be considered in order to help prevent a copycat?
Well, the short answer is no. However, you may have to change the configuration at events, and this is not going to easily be done. But, you know, when the Secret Service provides security for some major event, you know, like the Super Bowl, or when the president addresses Congress in early spring, those are a level one event, which means they pull out every stop and they create these concentric rings around the venue. So I'm saying this to you because could the police actually have to put out an outer perimeter even beyond standing next to the concert venue? But again, you're talking about screening tens of thousands of people. I just don't know that that's even realistic. So it's a big dilemma for law enforcement. You know, where do you draw the line, and what can you actually do to prevent things like this? And typically, you're able to stop them because of how this one got stopped, that you knew about them in advance. Now, of the millions and millions of people that are online every day, and this the divisiveness in particular that's going on in this country, is that there's a lot of people ripe to being, you know, recruited to do bad things or being convinced to do bad things.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to be driven by a religious ideology. It could be driven by, you know, something else. And so that's the big concern. And it just law enforcement is dealing with an astronomical number of threats. It's a huge problem.
ABC's Brad Garrett, always appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome. Take care, Eric.